Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here is your morning brief for Thursday, February 9th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In Turkey and Syria, hopes are dwindling that rescuers can find more survivors who are still trapped in collapsed buildings after this week's earthquakes. Rescue efforts have stretched past the first 72 hours following the quakes, which was the most likely window for saving lives, according to most disaster experts. Rescuers are now focusing on finding shelter for survivors and recovering bodies. The death toll from the quakes has climbed past 16,000, according to authorities. Credit Suisse has reported a fifth straight quarterly loss after rich customers withdrew around $100 billion in the fourth quarter of last year. The Swiss lender also said it has bought New York-based firm the Klein Group as part of a plan to break up Credit Suisse's investment banking business. The bank is trying to recover from scandals and financial losses with a sweeping overhaul that involves focusing on wealth management. Sources say that Dan Loeb's activist investment firm Third Point has a stake in software company Salesforce. Third Point is the fifth known activist firm with a position in shares of Salesforce, which recently announced cutbacks in staff and office space. The size of the activist firm's stake in Salesforce and what its plans are couldn't be learned. Third Point is known for pushing for change at blue-chip companies, including Disney and Shell, though it's possible the firm will stay quiet and not launch a campaign. Markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures gained ahead of weekly jobless numbers due out this morning, and Kellogg, PepsiCo, and PayPal are among the companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.